You mentioned that you didn't hear too much about the 1862 U.S. Dakota War while you were growing up.
No, very little at least. That's as far as I can recall. No.
Did you have family members who lived through that time?
Well, I suppose my, what was it, Antona?
Great-grandfather.
He was involved. Then what was his brother and his cousin? They weren't.
So that would be your great-great-uncle, Henry.
Yeah, I suppose.
I've heard of an Anton.
Anton, that was my...
Yeah, he was at the Big Stone Lake with the Indians, and he escaped up there. But his brother and his cousin were killed.
Okay.
Yeah, Anton was...
So let's back up. You say your great-great-grandfather was involved. Was that you? Wait, no. What was your great-great-grandfather's name?
Anton.
Great-grandfather.
Oh, great-grandfather. Great-great would have been Hubert.
Hubert
was great-great. Anton was great-grandfather.
So your great-grandfather, Anton,
mm-hmm.
and your uncle, Henry. So what was their involvement?
Well, Anton, he joined... some kind of a, like an army, I guess, or what. And that's why they ended up at Big Stone.
He signed up to work for the government, for the Indians, where they were up there making hay and putting up buildings and things.
Okay. So was he an Indian agent? What was called an Indian agent back
no,
then?
No, I don't think it would, but it would just been a laborer or whatever.
Write it down if you'd be interested in looking at it.
And he was... connected to the Dakota through some kind of employment, kind of work.
Yes, I guess that's what you would call it, yeah.
And where was he located when he did this work? Where did they do the work?
Was it when he, that's when he ended up at Big Stone?
At Big Stone Lake.
Big Stone Lake.
And what were they doing there? What kind of work was it?
I don't know, is that in the write-up somewhere, what the work, that the kind of work they did?
I think they were teaching the Indians to farm. They were.
Okay, then that was farming
how
for
how to make hay and how to put up buildings, and it's something about burning coal.
And what became of him? What happened next? So he's working there, and
was it on the? Well, during the time they're up there, you know, the Indians ambushed, and then his brother and cousin got killed, and he hid out in the bushes or whatever it was, and got saved by his life or so, and. And then when he, I don't know how long he stayed up there, but then when he come back to Fort Ridgely, he just traveled at night because he was afraid of traveling during the daytime, barefoot,
mm-hmm.
and no food, I suppose, because the farms and places along the way, along the river on the way down, the people that were in there, most of them, I suppose, were found. People that had deceased or died or killed. And then if there was food in there, then he'd probably help himself to eat it. The Indians didn't. That was his food.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess from what the stories that we got written out, at night, you know, he traveled at night, you can imagine that, you know, you don't have much directions. So on that one night, he must have just ended up, and by morning, he was back on the same place where he had started. But he eventually got his way down to Fort Ridgely.
Your great-grandfather then walked, basically, to save his life
mm-hmm.
from Big Stone Lake to Fort Ridgely.
Yes.
How far is that?
Miles?
No, Big Stone Lake is 150 miles from here.
So I suppose it'd be close to 100.
Wow.
Close to 100 miles.
That took him a while to do that.
I think it was 8 or 10 days, something like that.
Now, there was this ambush, and his brother and his cousin were killed. Where was that?
At Big Stone Lake up there.
And he finally arrived at Fort Ridgely.
Yes.
I wonder what that was like. I wonder if they were worried that he was Dakota, if they knew that he was white, and
yeah.
it was safe for him to just walk up there. And that would have been a challenge, too.
I would imagine it would have been, but evidently, I don't know, did he really know any people that were at Fort Ridgely? Like, I suppose not. I suppose he just...
And he must have known the area well to know to go to the fort. Where was he living at the time? Where was his home?
I suppose on the place where I am now, at the home place where they homesteaded.
And that would be where?
In Seacole Township.